Hello, I'm Lee Benton, pastor of the Open Door Baptist Church. I want to take the opportunity to say that our congregation and myself thanks you for taking the time to listen to this Bible study today. This Bible study was given from the pulpit right here at Open Door Baptist on a Wednesday evening. Our prayer is that this study of God's infallible Word will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you.
Still serving God, and that's what I want to preach on tonight. You can be turned to the book of Jude, any chapter I do, amen. No, well, that's one chapter in Jude, but that's what we'll be preaching from tonight. And, you know, it's not so much how we start out. It's really how we finish. I believe Brother Wendell finished, don't you? I believe he finished. We just lost a dear man, too, back in December the 1st. He died. He is in the church there for 55 years. 55 years in that church. Been a deacon, I guess, for 30 of it. 30 of those years. Amen. Brother Jay Tolson, what a man. And I call him a man of God. You don't have to be a preacher to be a man of God. Man of God's one that walks with God. Amen? And does what's right. But anyhow, he was a dear man of God, Brother Jay Tolson. I got his picture right there on my desk. And I look at it every morning when I go in there early in the morning. And say, good morning, Lord. And how you doing, Brother Jay? Because he's doing great. He's in heaven. But his wife's kind of having a hard... He's married 57 years, you can imagine. He's married 57 years. And so you pray for Sister Dolores. Keep her in your prayers. Amen? But it is good to be. Good to see you still going on. Good to see, praise God, people get saved. And still going on for the glory of God. I don't know how many of this church, we've had a few to drop out this year, and I'd say Lee has had a few to drop out this year. I don't know. He's had a few to come. We've had a few to come. But every year, you probably made some New Year's revolutions. What do you call them things? Revolution? What you call them? That's what I thought, resolutions. Anyhow, and you say, by the grace of God, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, it's only by the grace of God that we're going to be serving God at the end of 2013. Amen? As we was 2012. And I want to do that. I want to go on for God. You know, I've been doing this a while. Been saved 34 years. Been preaching about 32. And I want to go on for the Lord. Don't you? I don't want to throw in the towel. God knows I don't. I want to try to encourage you tonight and hear from the Word of God and in the book of Jude tonight. And so we'll read a few verses, and then we'll just give you a thought from the Word of God tonight. Our title tonight is Surviving in the Last Days. We are in the last days. You believe that? We're in the last days, and it's getting harder and harder. And I'm not pessimistic. I'm not trying to discourage you tonight. I'm trying to encourage you, but it's going to get harder. It's going to get harder, and we need to just go on for God. Amen? Just settle that in our minds, we're going on for God. Amen? Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Christ Jesus, and called. I'll just read that one verse since you stood. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be back in this pulpit. Thank you, Lord, my Father, for Lee, Angie, and the family, and the church family here. And, Lord, as we used to travel up down the roads, and many nights we stayed here and preached in this pulpit and all the hospitality that was sent our way. Lord, we're thankful for that. We hadn't forgot about that. And we bless your name for that. Now, thank you, Father, for this group of believers here at the house of God. Lord, some have been here for years and still going on for you. And Lord, we know that's your perfect will. We don't have to pray about that. That's the perfect will of God. But yet, Lord, the Bible says there'll be a great falling away. And Lord, really, that's talking about your people. We can't fall from something we hadn't got. So it's talking about the people of God. So, Father, I pray tonight you'd encourage us through the preaching of the Word of God tonight. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, verse 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Praise God. Beloved, I say, people, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Aren't you glad it's common? Aren't you glad God didn't make it sophisticated? None of us could have been saved. I mean, God made it common. He made it common a little 6-7-year-old child can be saved by the grace of God. Dr. Slater, I believe, got saved at 7 years old. How about that? Yes, sirree. Even I wished I'd have had, but I didn't. But I'm just saying, it's a common salvation. God made it simple that we can be born again. And I hope you're saved tonight. If you're not saved, you need to get saved before you start into this year. We've already almost had a month behind us now. Don't you need to be saved? Don't you know you need to be saved? Boy, you need to think about that. I'm telling you, people are dying every day just like that. Just like that. They're going out to meet God. Can you imagine somebody go out to meet God in this service tonight for midday tomorrow? They'll say, my goodness, they was just there at Open Door last night. They was in our service. And now they're gone. That's how quick we can leave this world. Amen? Well, beloved, when I gave all this right unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Serving God is not on the playground. We're on the battlefield. Amen? We're on the battlefield. And we always have been. We always will be. I mean, it's not for the puppies. Praise God, it's for the grown-ups. Amen? It's for those that'll walk with God. And I know it takes the grace of God, but thank God that we can walk with Him. The Bible said, earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. And it goes on and talks about men that'll come in unawares and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to move on down here for the sake of time and get on down here, and Jude's going to bring out some things that will help us serve God. And if you're saved by God's grace, you've used these in your life. You can say, that's right, preacher. And by the grace of God, we'll have to use them this year as we have in the past. Amen? I don't have no intention of quitting, do you? I have no intention of quitting God. No, sirree. And I know I could. Your pastor could. Apart from the grace of God, we could be fell out of it before the end of 2013. But I believe he'd say, like me, by the grace of God, I'm going on. Amen? I can't help what others do, but I can help what I do, praise God. Amen? I mean, I don't have to quit because my wife quits. Oh, no. No, sir. I don't have to quit because one of my boys in the ministry quits. I don't have to quit. Amen? No, sirree. We can go on for the glory of God. Amen? Thank God we can. Let's do read verse 11 here. One to them, for they have gone. Talking about evil men. Filthy dreamers. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. You know what kind of religion he had? He had a bloodless religion. He had a bloodless religion. Listen, lost person, you can't get saved apart from the blood. Amen? Yeah, you got to go through the blood. Amen? Without remission, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So Cain had a bloodless religion. Yes, sir. They all like all that blood. Well, you will if you get saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Ray. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. And then it speaks of Balaam and the error of Balaam. You know what kind of religion he had? He had a money religion. He wanted that money. Amen. He wanted that's a hireling. He wanted that money. I mean, Balaam said, I'll give you this. I'll give you so much money if you'll curse the children of Israel. He tried to do it, didn't he? Yeah, but God wouldn't let him do it. Amen? Yes, sir. A Balaam. And he messed Israel up on down the road if you'll study the Word of God. And then it talks about Kor and Perish in the gainsaying of Kor. You know what that was? That was old Kor come to Moses complaining and mumbling. A mumbling religion. Amen? I've seen it in a lot of places. A lot of church members, on the religion they got is mumbling, complaining. Amen? Mumbling and complaining, always finding fault. If you can find, I mean, it's no use looking for fault because you're going to find fault. Amen? You're going to find fault in everybody, even the preacher, praise God, if you follow him around long enough. Amen? But we're not to find fault. We're to encourage one another in the house of God. Amen? That's one reason this church has stayed strong. The brothers and sisters encourage one another in the Lord. And we don't come to the house of God to be cut down, do we? We come to the house of God to be lifted up, to lift one another up, to encourage one another. We sure do. Thank God for that. Well, let me go down to verse 17 and just give you these thoughts, and I'll close. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to finish up 2013 the way we finished up 2012, and I hope you finished it up at a blaze of fire, we're going to have to remember the Scriptures. We're going to have to remember. You're going to have the Word of God, in other words. Amen? You've got to have the Word of God. We can't lay the Bible aside. We've got to have the Word of God. Bible says, remember. Remember. David said, hide the Word in their heart. They might not sin against him. It's important. I don't know how long we'll get to keep our Bibles. I'll tell you the way it's going now. Took prayer out of school, and you can't use the Lord Jesus Christ's name when you pray in so many places now and days. I don't know how long we're going to have freedom. It may be that we have our Bibles took away from us. That's why we need to hide the Word of God in our hearts. Amen? Know the Word of God. Amen? Yes, sir. And so we need to remember the Scriptures. How many times when you're out on the workplace or going down the road, you don't have the Bible open and something happens and you remember the Word of God? You're going through a trial, you got a heavy load upon you, but yet you remember some of the promises of the Word of God. They say there's 30,000 promises in this book. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. I just heard my pastor say that. I hadn't took time to count them and wouldn't take time to count them. But I'm just saying 30,000 promises in the Word of God. Now, some we don't like, but a lot of them that we can say, amen, Lord, I like that promise. Like I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, yes, sir, Ray. And so remember the Word of God. How many times has the devil got upon my shoulders and I had to remember the Word of God? Yes, sir. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen? We need to know the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God. And by the way, that's the old KJV. Amen? I know you agree. Nod your head. I know you agree. But that the Word of God. The Word of God. We need to hide it in our hearts. Remember, what is that? That is the Scriptures. Look at look down there at verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How about that? Boy, that's the second thing there. Remain. Look at verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, keep yourself in the love of God. There's some things that you are going to have to do on your own. Paul speaks about let us. If you study the book of Hebrews, let us. Well, that's up to you. Amen? That's up to you. I mean, God can help you, but God wants you to take the initiative there. Let us consider. Let us do this. Let us do that. Well, some things that you and I are going to have to do. And so it talks about there remaining. Remain just like you've always been. Don't give the devil an open door to come in. Amen? Don't let many of God's people will give the devil an open door to come in this year, and the pastor or some of you will be back out there. Listen, we hadn't seen you at open door in about a month.
That's right.
We sure miss you at the house of God.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, the devil, I got one now I'm trying to get back. He said, the devil's got me, preacher. I said, he don't have to keep you. Oh, the devil's got me, preacher. The devil's got me. I started saying, the devil keep you then. Amen? I work with him and work with him, work with him. That's all he wants to say. The devil's got me. The devil's got me. I said, well, just get right with God. Confess and come on back to the house of God. Amen? Yes, sirree. Get back where you need to be. Amen? Remember what God told you that he's able to keep you. Remember the Scriptures and then remain. That's the Scriptures. And then here's the steadfastness. Remain. Building. We need to build. We need to build our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We ought to be more tomorrow than we were today. That's God's perfect will. We ought to be. Yes, sir. Remain. Somebody sees you, if the Lord permits, and he hasn't come in December of 2013, that brother is the same every time I see him. Amen? He don't waver. He's not like a reed shaking in the wind, blowing in the wind. He's always the same. What a testimony. Now, I'm not preaching perfection tonight. You can't live a perfect life. But I'm telling you, 1 John 1:9 is in the book. When we sin, we confess our sins, He's faithful and just forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so remain. We are to remain. 1 Corinthians, what is it, 15:58? I'm already there, so I'll read it. 15:58, the Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, saved folks, be ye steadfast. There's that word. Unmovable. Do what's right. Bob Jones Sr. said, if the stars fall, do what's right. Amen? Everybody's not going to always be with you, but you know what's right. We do more. Let's see. Well, if I knew this or I knew that, listen, we know more than we do. I guarantee you, we know more from the Word of God than we practice. Amen? We certainly do. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm telling you, when we know it's right, just cling to it. That steadfastness, that'll have a lot to do with you finishing up 2013 as you did 2012. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Find something to do. I don't have nothing to do. Preacher Benton had not come to me and asked me to do something. Well, pray about it. God lays on your heart, go to Him. Say, listen, God has laid this upon my heart. Preacher, can I do this? Sure, there's something to do. I remember Brother Hanley Milby there in Kentucky. He was preaching for us one time. And he said every job in the church was pretty well filled. But this old boy, he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer or the sharpest tool in the workshop out there. But he said, preacher, what can I do? What can I do? They hadn't been saved long. What can I do? He said, well, I got to come up with something for this brother. He wants to do something for Jesus. I've got to come up with something. He said, hey, I tell you what you be. You can be on the steeple committee. He said, the steeple committee? He said, what's that? He said, you know we got a steeple on top of the church. He said, yeah. He said, okay. When I get ready to start the service, right before I get ready to start the service, you walk outside and make sure that thing is straight up. Make sure it's not leaning, okay? And the old boy said, okay, preacher, praise God. He just glad to get a job. He said, okay, preacher. And the preacher keep his eyes on the doors back there. And he said, every Sunday morning he'd come in and say, Brother Hanley said, okay, we start the service. The steeple straight up in there, praise God. Put him on the steeple committee. There's always something you can do. And by the way, everybody that's saved ought to have something to do in the house of God. You say, it's not that many jobs. Yeah, look around. There's plenty of jobs to do. There's plenty of opportunities. You can write, get well caught. There's plenty of things. Sit around on telephone and witness. There's plenty of things to do in the house of God and for Open Door Baptist Church. Yes, sirree. Oh, my. And so the Bible says that we're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your Lord, the work of the Lord is not in vain in the Lord. Somehow like that. You know what I'm talking about. Our work's not in vain. Not even a glass of cold water, the Bible says, is not in vain. If we do it for Jesus' sake, amen? If we do it for Jesus' sake. See somebody sitting around waiting on a ride or something? Hand them a tract. Me and the wife the other day, I went to get a paper down at the Marquette there at Hartsville. I'd get a paper to find out something. I forget what it was. But anyhow, I got a paper there, and I noticed an old boy squatting down there with a paper machine. And I said, you waiting on a ride? He said, no, I'm waiting on the liquor store to open up. Liquor store's right beside the Marquette over there. He said, I'm waiting on the liquor store to set up. I said, well, I'm Preacher Benton. He said, I go once in a while. I go, you know, so-and-so. I said, no, I don't. He said, I go to church him once in a while and hand him a tract. I said, why are you squatting here? How about reading this tract? Boy, you know, you never know. Oh, boy, might get saved reading that tract. You just never know. You just never know. No siree. And so we ought to be steadfast. Look at 2 Peter in the Word of God. In 2 Peter in the Word of God in chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before. You and I preached Sunday. Paul kept on saying, be not ignorant. Be not ignorant. Be not ignorant. I'm not calling you a dummy. That's just have the knowledge. Don't go around without the knowledge of what's in the Word of God. And you and I pretty well know what's in this Bible. We've been saved very long. We've read it through a few times, so we know. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led about with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. There it is. Oh, your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And then it talks about building ourselves up. How are we going to do it? Pray. It talks about praying there in that verse. Look at it now. But ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Right. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Right. Luke 18:1. Men are always to pray and not to faint. Do you pray every day? Let me ask you. Do you have a time that you get somewhere aside? Do you have a special place you pray? Do you have a special place? We need to have a special place we pray. I'm not preaching anything I don't practice tonight. Don't worry about that. I'm not up here saying you ought to do it and I don't do it. No, sirree. I do it first thing in the morning, real early in the morning. So I'm not preaching nothing I don't practice. Yielding to the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, keeping our mind on holy things. The Bible says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keeping our minds, that's going to help us get through this year. Keep your mind on holy things. Amen. The devil would love you to get your mind off holy things. Right. They said Billy Sunday, the great evangelist, Billy Sunday, D.L. Moody, preached on bicycle riding on Sunday. Why, preacher? Because it gets your mind off Jesus. Reading the newspaper, it gets your mind off Jesus. What do you know good in the newspaper? Amen. What do you know good in the newspaper? I like to read newspaper myself. But what much is good in the newspaper? Not much good news in the newspaper. The media is liberal, you know that, and there's not much there. But keeping our minds on holy things, looking for that blessed hope. How about that? The hope of the Lord coming back. That'll help you serve God. That'll help you serve God. If you knew He was coming tonight before midnight, wonder where we'd be. We'd probably break up the church and go try to win somebody to God. Or go over in the corner and get right with God. Or tell Him we love Him. We'd do something, I guarantee, if we knew He has come tonight at midnight. Oh, yes, sirree. My. And so, keeping our minds on holy things, that's steadfastness. Let's be steadfast. Let's serve God this year more than we did in 2012. You say, preacher, I can't do that. Well, glory to God for you. I can. I can serve God more than I did in 2012. And I want to. I really do. Then number three, not only scriptures, not only steadfastness, but the reaching out part. Now, this is going to help you finish up 2013. And of some have compassion, making a difference. That's the soul winning part. I wish I could win somebody to God every day. But I don't do it. I wish I could. It's not that I don't witness. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could win one a day, 365 souls a year? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, God gives us a soul once in a while. They're at church, just like here at your church or out somewhere on the street witnessing and winning somebody to God. But I'll tell you what, we need to do more. I know times are harder, and I know people's harder. I don't know about here. I don't live here. But somebody said that day, preacher, no use you going soul winning every week because everybody in Hartsville's saved. They'll tell you they're saved anyhow, but they're not. They're not. I'm not a judge. But when they don't go to church, when they don't read their Bibles, when they drink liquor and live like the devil, I'm not going to call them saved. No. I'm not that naive. Oh, no. I didn't come to town on a load of pumpkins. No, sir. I got a little between my ears, but I'm reaching out the soul winning part. That man the other day was lost on his road to hell, waiting on the liquor store to open up so he could get some liquor. Yes, sirree. Oh, yes, sir. He needed to be saved. He needed to be saved by the grace of God. And so the Bible says here, and some having compassion. Let me ask you, how much compassion did you have in 2012 getting somebody saved? Now, let me ask you this. Did you weep over one soul in 2012? Do you remember one soul that you wept over? I told the church the other night, Lee, I told them about Brother Tommy Balcom. I was out with him and old Jimmy, his brother. Jimmy's brother saved now and up there in Emmanuel Baptist Church, been serving God for years. But I was out there with Jimmy, and the porch was about this high, and me and Tommy stand down on the ground. And old Tommy got a burden. And Tommy got to pulling on Jimmy's pants leg. Said, "Jimmy, I want you to be saved." He got to crying. He just got to crying. And I thought, my soul, I need that kind of a burden. What did Tommy have? He had compassion, making a difference in Jimmy's life. And Jimmy got saved by the grace of God. I'm talking about the soul winning part of it. The soul, listen, nothing will help you. Nothing will help a church like seeing new blood get in the house of God. Well, that charges you. Praise. It's just like getting saved all over again. Oh, yeah, yes, sir. Oh, my, get somebody saved. I tell you what, do. Just pray. And say, "Lord, lay somebody on my job, in my immediate family, on my kinfolks. Lord, lay somebody on my heart and give me grace to pray for them and give me a real burden for them." That's what you ought to pray. Lord, it's not say, "Lord, give me 10 today." Just one. You just get one. The Bible says it's worth the whole world. The angels rejoice over one sinner that cometh to repentance. Just getting one saved by the grace of God. And since me and the wife's been saved, we've been saved 34 years. Well, we've got kin folks have been witnessed to for 34 years, and they're still not saved. Everybody's not going to be saved, but there are still some out there that need somebody to love them and weep over them. And there's some that's still going to get saved. How do you know, preacher? You don't see the Lord in here, do you? He hasn't come back. He's not coming back until that last soul gets saved. Well, how do you know who it is, preacher? I don't know, and you don't either. I don't. It may be one of your kin folks. It may be somebody in your family. Maybe somebody in my family. I don't know who it's going to be. But the Lord knows. He certainly knows. Yes, sirree. And so, the shortest verse in the Bible, what is it? There it is. You say, "Boy, that's a mighty short verse, but that's a powerful verse." The King of Kings and Lord of Lords done the weeping. What'd he do? He wept. He wept. Yes, sirree. He wept. He wept over sinners. Yes, sirree. Oh, my. Bible says Jesus, seeing the multitude, had compassion. Psalms 126. Wife's favorite verse. "He that goeth forth," what?
Weepeth.
"And burnt precious seed." Oh, yeah, we go. We go. We take a... I ought to have one. We go and we take a track with us. We'll take a track with us. We go, we take the Word of God, sowing the seed. But how many times does this preacher weep when I'm out there? How many times do I weep? When I weep, as Lee said a while ago, when I weep preaching a message, I have no regrets when I walk in that pulpit.
No,
I have no regrets.
No,
sir. I have no regrets when I weep over a congregation as I preach and walk out of that pulpit. I have no regrets. Now, if I want to skin the sheep and just get mad as a devil and tell them off, and I'm not that kind. I'm just saying, if I was, I'd have a right to sort of be ashamed. But when I pray and I weep over sinners, I tell you, that gives me more boldness to preach. I mean, when I walk out of that pulpit, I know I've done the will of the Lord. Thank God for that. And so weep, weep. God help us. That's the reaching out part. Oh, man, we need to be steadfast. We need to reach out. We need the Word of God. And then number four, rejoicing. Look at verse, let's read verse 23. "And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire." I know God has to save them, but we can help pull them out of the fire. We can help reach down there and pull them out of the fire. They're just about inhaled. You know that? They're just about there. Their foot's on a banana peeling. They're fishing to slip off. "My foot was almost gone," the psalmist said. They're fishing to go off in the hail. We can just reach down there and get them. Yes, sirree. Oh, my. By the grace of God. All right, look at it now. "And others say with fear, pull them out of the fire." That's where they're going if they don't get saved. Listen, sinner friend, that's where you're headed. You say, preacher, you're bad. No, no, no. I'm truthful, just like your pastor. I'm going to tell you the truth. You'll go to hell if you don't get saved. You'll burn forever if you don't get saved. Young folks here tonight, are you saved? Do you know you're saved? Since I've been down there, I'll tell you what. I had a lady been in that church 50 years, got saved. 50 years. She'll stand right now and boldly tell you, if I hadn't got saved, I'd have burned in hell. I've been in this church 50 years. Her mother used to play the organ. She would have burned in hell. Sister Barbara got saved. Amanda. My goodness. Amanda's raised in the church. She's probably about 28 years old, raised in the church, and wasn't saved. Church members. You know, the church is a mission field. The church, you don't have to go outside them doors. And we got to. The Bible commands us to. It's my privilege and my duty. But still, there's a mission field inside the church. Church members that are not saved by the grace of God. That's why you can't keep a lot of folks in the house of God. They've never known the God of the house of God. They've never known Him. You can't keep them in the house of God. I mean, you can't make church members out of lost people. No way you can do that. A pastor busted his head against the wall. I mean, talk till he's blue, preach till he's blue in the face. You can't make a church member. Well, you can make a church member out of a lost man, but you can't make a Christian out of him. No, sir, he's got to be born again. Amen? Yes, sir, he's got to be born again. And Lee said that in my pulpit. I mean, Christmas time. And I say the same thing tonight. I say the same thing tonight. I tell you, there's so many that's lost. So many that need God. So many. So many. I know, and I ain't got this size congregation, but I know who's going to be there on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Just had a call a while ago from a young lady that we're trying to work with. We love her with all our heart, her and her husband. Her husband hadn't been there in, I guess, 6 weeks, but he says they work him 7 days a week, and it's killing him. It's killing him. That Sunday work is killing that boy, spiritually. But she called a while ago and said, preacher, my work, as a school teacher, said, I got all kinds of work. I won't be there tonight. I thought, my goodness, sister, you need the house of the Lord. You know, we got to come to the place where we're going to put God first. I know that we got to work. I know. I'm not stupid. I know we've got to work. But I'll tell you what, and you can't jump out of the boat in the middle of the lake on this Sunday work. I understand that. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray, and God can turn the tables. God can work it out. God can work it out. You can get in the house of God on Sunday. But I think a lot of these people don't pray. I don't think they want to be in the house of God. I think they're looking for an excuse to be in the house of God. And I know y'all don't need that. My church needs that. I'll wait till Sunday to preach that again. Amen? But anyhow, then rejoice. Last of all, rejoice. Now to him, let me read verse 24. Now to him that is able. You believe God's able? You believe He's able? Sure He's able. Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling. You don't have to be among the falling in 2013. Preacher, I'm not perfect. Well, I don't know that. I'm not either. But we don't have to fall. The grace of God can keep us faithful. Keep us steadfast. Amen? Yes, sirree. Unto him that is able to keep you. Just because my daddy got out of the house of God for 20 years, backslid on God, don't mean I have to. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. How about that? Part of that rejoicing. Part of that rejoicing. To the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and ever. Amen. Rejoicing in the Savior. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. I testify more this year at the church. Just jump up and say, preacher, I got something I need to say. Amen. I mean, he'll give you 30 seconds to say you love God. Sure he will. Sure he will. I mean, popcorn testimonies. Just tell the church. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? And the devil would keep us in our pews if we would, but let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so rejoice. Romans 5, 2, rejoice in the hope of glory. Man, my hope's not in the Pope. Amen? My hope's not in the President. Amen? Yes, I said it right. Amen. My hope's not, and it's going to get worse. So don't put your hope in the government. Amen? No, sirree. We've got to put it in God. Our hope is Him coming back. He said, pray thy kingdom come. The model prayer. In other words, He was saying, pray every day that I'll come and get the church out of there. I try to pray that every day. Lord, come today. Lord, come today. Lord, come today. Lord, come today and take the church home. My goodness. Oh, my. Wouldn't you like to go see your loved ones again? And most of all, Jesus Christ, the one that died for our sins. Yes, sir. Philippians 3:3, worship God and rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. I believe there's seven things there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 there, and verse 16 is one of them. Seven things, if you'll practice, you will never backslide. Look it up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. I believe there's seven things there. If you'll practice them, if I'll practice them things, I'll never fall by the grace of God now. I'm talking about by the grace of God. We won't fall. No, sirree. Rejoice. 1 Peter 1:8, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen? Oh, how we need to be faithful this year. I want to be, by the grace of God, I'm going to be. By the grace of God, I'm going to be as much as I am right now, or hope to be more at the end of 2013, if the Lord hadn't come, than I am tonight, by the grace of God. I have no intentions of throwing in the towel. I have no intentions of quitting. Some of you people have got 30, 40, and 50, maybe even longer, 60 years. You're in the house of God. Our church is made up mostly of senior citizens that's been serving God for many, many years. And it's still going on. Well, we can do the same, can't we? We can go on for the glory of God. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we've had a privilege to preach in this pulpit one more time. And thank you for the good pastor and church family here. And Lord, we say again all the many, many blessings, Lord, that we've received from this place, Lord, from these grounds. Lord, it's dear to our heart, not just because of the pastor and his wife, but, Lord, because of the church family and all that's been done for us, even those 14 years in the prison ministry. And, Lord, we try to pray for this church, along with many others, every day. And I pray continue to bless it, Lord. And, Lord, if we get the opportunity to come back at the end of this coming year, may we see these folks here and even more, still going on and serving God, being steadfast in the house of God. Use the message for your glory, and we'll thank you, and we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to the sermon today. We hope and pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says in John chapter number 14 that Jesus saith unto them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Our prayer here at Open Door Baptist Church is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and He's more than capable and more than willing to cleanse you from unrighteousness and from your sins and make you a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says if you repent, turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ and by faith believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection for your salvation, you too can be saved. Our prayer is that you think upon this and that very soon you'll make an eternal decision to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank you so much.